News Network.
Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
I've been called many things in my life and in my career, but never before today, the antidote. So what we're going to talk about today, maybe an antidote is appropriate. Folks, listen up. As we start the new week, I've got some news for you. President Trump has finally gone and committed the unforgivable sin. No, he didn't shoot his wife or any of his children. He didn't curse God. And he didn't accuse New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady of being a sissy. What did he do? He terminated the security clearance of former CIA Director John O. Brennan. And that's not fake news. The response to his doing so in the mainstream media, to his taking such unthinkable action, has been brutal, albeit based on the most ludicrous of allegations. According to pretty much everyone in America on the left, Donald Trump has attacked the First Amendment, the guarantee of free speech. How could this sitting U.S. president be so unscrupulous in thumbing his nose at the U.S. Constitution? How corrupt, really, is this president? Imagine the shock and surprise of this journalist when I heard what happened. Getting the news flash on my iPhone made me sink to my knees in shock and horror. I've supported Donald and then President Trump since before the first debate. I was certain he would guide our floundering nation back to the path of truth, justice, equality, and fairness that we lost all under President Obama as he established to save the nation from the depths of depravity. Here goes Donald Trump throwing all of my dreams of American might and goodness away from something so trivial, so insignificant, and so shocking by terminating the national security clearance of the former director of the CIA. I can't believe he did it. You may ask, how bad is it? Well, it's really, really bad. Let's look at what those who are in the know had to say about President Trump's actions. And I'm not going to show you the videos or play you the audios. I'm just going to quote these guys, starting with Don Lemon of CNN. Quote, "What the president did today is straight out of a dictator's playbook. Revoking the security clearance of former CIA Chief John Brennan is nothing but a blatant attempt to silence a critic, to take away his right to free speech, and to purge him." How about the New York Times? And I quote here, "To all those supposed constitutional conservatives out there, consider this your call to arms. The First Amendment is under direct attack. And this time from a much more powerful foe than misguided college freshmen. By whom I mean the ostensible leader of the free world. Again and again, President Trump has used the weight of his office and the broader federal government to inflict financial damage upon critics, whistleblowers, journalists, and peaceful protesters for exercising their rights to free speech. John O. Brennan himself. This action is part of a broader effort by Mr. Trump to suppress freedom of speech and punish critics. It should gravely worry all Americans, including intelligence professionals, about the cost of speaking out. My principles are worth far more than those clearances. I will not relent." That's the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, whose clearance was terminated by President Trump. And then ARK Digital's Nicholas Grossman said this, "Brennan, now a private citizen, is an outspoken critic of this president. More than any other former national security or intelligence leader, he's attacked Trump's patriotism and character using the president's favorite mediums, television and Twitter. Ex-officials retain clearance so that if current officials ask them for help, they can access classified information, but they're not active intelligence consumers receiving daily briefings or directing assets. Trump is the first president to cut a former CIA director out of that network, and it provoked quite a reaction. Retired Admiral William McRaven, a former leader of Joint Special Ops Command, defended Brennan in the Washington Post, warning Trump, "If you think for a moment that your McCarthy-era tactics will suppress the voices of criticism, you are sadly mistaken." And then 13 retired intelligence leaders, including CIA directors and deputy directors who served under Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, 41, and Reagan, offered a similar criticism. They said in a joint memo, the president's actions has nothing to do with who should and who should not hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech. President Trump has been tagged a dictator, a Nazi, a Stalinist, a communist, and another Hitler. And to all those who make that charge, listen closely to what you're about to hear. This has all happened while you slept, and it is worse than you thought. Those of you shaking your fist toward Washington, D.C., and the current inhabitant at the White House. The Associated Press announced telephone records for 20 of their reporters during a two-month period had been subpoenaed by the Justice Department. AP reported the Justice Department would not say why it sought the records, but news sources noted the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia was conducting a criminal investigation into an Associated Press story about a CIA operation which prevented a Yemeni terrorist plot to detonate an explosive device on a commercial flight. The DOJ did not direct subpoenas to the Associated Press, which is very unusual. Instead, the subpoenas were issued to their telephone, their cell telephone providers, including Verizon. And then this. The Washington Post reported the Justice Department had monitored reporter James Rosen's activities. James Rosen, Fox News, by tracking his visits to the State Department through phone traces, timing of calls, and his personal emails in a probe regarding possible news leaks of classified information about North Korea. Since all of this stuff has been going on between this White House and Kim Jong-un. In obtaining the warrants, they labeled Rosen a possible co-conspirator. In a written statement, the Justice Department said it had followed all applicable laws, regulations, and longstanding DOJ policies intended to safeguard the First Amendment interest of the press in reporting the news and the public in receiving it. Some analysts have described the DOJ's actions as aggressive investigative methods that have a chilling effect on news organizations' ability to play a watchdog role. Fox News contributor Judge Andrew Napolitano, you see him every day. He commented today, "This is the first time that the federal government has moved to this level of taking ordinary, reasonable, traditional, lawful reporter skills and claiming they constitute criminal behavior." The Attorney General testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee in a closed meeting that he had recused himself from the investigation to avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest. He said his deputy attorney general is now in charge of the AP investigation, and I know you feel good about the deputy AG taking this over, and said they would, or the deputy AG would have issued those subpoenas. When questionings turned to the possibility of journalists being charged under the Espionage Act for reporting classified material, the AG stated, quote, "With regards to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy." NBC has confirmed with the Justice Department the DOJ had signed off on the Rosen case. The Justice Department defended their decision and spoke about a balance between protecting national security and the First Amendment, stating, quote, "After extensive deliberations and after following all applicable laws, regulations, and policies, the department sought an appropriately tailored search warrant under the Privacy Protection Act." The revelation brought into question whether the AG was being intentionally misleading during his previous testimony, in which he denied knowing of or being part of possible prosecution of journalists. House committee members sent an open letter to the DOJ saying it is imperative that the committee, the Congress, and the American people be provided a full and accurate account of your involvement. Folks, perception is reality. Members of Congress and media figures have questioned the motivations behind the Justice Department's actions and if they were even warranted. For 5 days, reporters at the AP had been sitting on a big scoop about that foiled terrorist plot at the request of the CIA. Then, in a hastily scheduled morning meeting, the journalists were asked by agency officials to hold off on publishing the story for just one more day. The CIA, who had initially cited national security concerns in an attempt to delay that publication, no longer had those worries, according to individuals familiar with the exchange. Instead, the administration was planning to announce the successful counterterrorism operation on Tuesday. The Associated Press balked and proceeded to publish that story overnight. While giving a speech at the National Press Club, President and CEO of the AP, Gary Pruitt, said, "Some longtime trusted sources have become nervous and anxious about talking with us, even on stories unrelated to national security. In some cases, government employees we once checked in with regularly are no longer going to speak to us by phone. Others are reluctant to meet in person. And I can tell you that this chilling effect on news gathering is not just limited to the Associated Press. Journalists from other news organizations have personally told me that it has intimidated both official and non-official sources from speaking to them as well." Wow, that really does sound like fascism or Nazism. And for those of you who have felt like President Trump leaned that way and was really a dictator in disguise, all of that I just gave to you should confirm it. But there's a little bit more. Sit tight, folks. That's next, right here on the Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Today we're discussing a propensity apparently owned by this president towards dictatorship and fascism. We just told you all the things that have been going on behind the scenes while we've watched and we've listened to the mainstream media tell us that the First Amendment is being obliterated by this president. Everything I just read to you, all the stories, all the facts, all of the investigations surreptitiously by the administration of the news media, folks, it happened under President Barack Obama. James Rosen was wiretapped. His emails were intercepted. No warrant, no justification. Barack Obama's Department of Justice under Attorney General Eric Holder did all of those things that we just read you, and Donald Trump was a businessman in New York City when all that went on. So, as the media, I purposely did that and I'm going to apologize if I upset you, but I want to tell you, something that horrible can happen, and it's already happened in the United States of America. The same media that are pillaring Donald Trump for terminating a security clearance that has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the First Amendment, and they're pillaring him for calling those in the media that continually present information to the public as factual, and they're doing it knowing it's fake, it's lies. And they're calling the president a dictator, likening him to Hitler. It's almost unbelievable they're doing this brazenly. You want to look at Hitler's press treatment during World War II? When Adolf Hitler took power in 1933, before the war, the Nazis controlled less than 3% of Germany's 4,700 newspapers. The elimination of the German multi-party political system, that's when Hitler took over, not only brought about the demise of hundreds of newspapers produced by outlawed political parties. How many newspapers today has the president outlawed? How many of them is he attacking? How many of them has his government gone in and started telling them what to say and not to say? When Hitler did it, it also allowed the state to seize the printing plants and equipment of the Communist and Social Democrat parties. You've heard that term lately? Social Democrats? The Social Democrat Party was Hitler's party, often turned over directly to the Nazi Party. In the following months, the Nazis established control or exerted influence over every independent press organization. During the first weeks of that year, the Nazi regime deployed radio, press, and newsreels to stoke the fears of a pending communist uprising, then channeled popular anxieties into political measures that eradicated civil liberties and democracy. Does that sound eerily similar to what the media and those on the left are doing right now? No, they haven't taken over radio and press and newsreels. Or have they? Have they? Morning Joe every day tells us how horrible this leader is, and he's a Nazi. They're suppressing real news and giving you fake stories as fact. Wow, stormtroopers in Hitler's army and members of the Nazi elite paramilitary formation, the SS, took to the streets to brutalize or arrest political opponents and incarcerate them in detention centers and concentration camps. That included, especially included, adverse members of the media. Does this blow your mind? President Trump is 180 degrees in philosophy and actions from any dictatorship, any sign or hint or glimmer of fascism or Nazism. And the news media are playing the game just like Adolf Hitler's Nazis did leading up to World War II. Even now, using the same name of the preliminary party that led up to full-blown Nazism, Social Democratic Party. We have a Social Democrat running for Congress in New York. Again, I apologize for leading you astray, but it was important that I do that to illustrate how far away from the truth the American news media are taking all of us. Listen, John Brennan has continuously attacked this president, making all sorts of salacious allegations and veiled threats against him. He's accused Mr. Trump of treason, a crime that, if verified and conviction with it, carries a death sentence. He accuses the president of all manner of things, attacks him personally and also members of the president's family. Nothing this president has said or done has in any way infringed upon Brennan's First Amendment rights. Look, if President Trump was a fascist or a Nazi or a dictator, he would simply have sent his minions to Brennan's house and very quietly hauled him off to jail. He certainly wouldn't let John Brennan appear all over the media the day after and continue to bash this president. Fascists don't allow that to happen. Dictators don't allow that to happen. But a socialist totalitarian media that sense their power is being impeded by a real free guy that really believes in the First Amendment and that we can say anything and that we can, without the government doing everything for us, get even better than we are, and we're already the greatest nation on earth. Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, has the legal authority at any moment to terminate any security clearance of any person by law. The president is the head of the Department of Justice that is under the executive branch of government, which the president heads. By law, he terminated John O. Brennan's security clearance. In closing, while your mind has been boggled by this story today, I want to ask you one question. Just one question. I want you to think about it before you answer. Have I ever told you that I have a problem with this media? Why don't they simply give us the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth? They're not going to win this. We are not going to let them win this. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth and in history, and we're going to keep it that way. So long, everybody.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.